The Bridge.
You're a new song.
Hello, everyone, and happy Tuesday evening to you. I hope your week is off to a good start. I hope you're enjoying this amazing weather we have happening for us right here in Kansas City. I hope that you're enjoying the start of March, and it's exciting every time we flip that calendar, if people still have paper calendars, we flip that calendar to the next month. It feels like maybe we're getting one step closer to getting back to perhaps what we used to know, pertinent to this show, this radio program, is going back to concerts. And I know so many people listening want to and long for the return of concerts, and maybe we're inching there a little closer every time we turn the calendar. I do know locally, April 2nd, which is in a month, Lemonade Park will reopen in the West Bottoms. It's a pop-up venue that started last July and will continue this summer, this spring and summer. And from Steve Tulipana and the people down at Voltaire, Steve is one of the co-owners of Record Bar, working on that project, and they're going to have an impressive lineup, and excited to talk more about that as we get closer to April. But hopefully, as we turn the calendar, we all get closer to more shows returning to normal and everyone being able to congregate again and see some live music. One thing I've said so many times on this show is, even though the industry has been heavily on pause touring-wise, so much new music continues to come out in the pandemic. And yet again, we have another show of all brand new music for you today. And next Tuesday, we have a whole other set of new music. People send me emails, and then, of course, we hunt for stuff we know that's coming out or we see hit on social media. And then I just drag it all into a iTunes folders. And then, you know, it gets up to like 2 hours long. And I only have about 40 minutes of music on the show. And then I chop it up into shows and try and make it work and try and showcase all the good stuff we can get and share it with you, which is a beautiful thing that The Bridge lets us do, is share all this great music from right here in Kansas City. And so much music just continues to pour in, and excited to share this next set of 10 new songs for you this week on the 8160. We do this every Tuesday at 6 o'clock. This week and next, all brand new music. The week after that, Katie Guillen and Stephanie Williams of Katie Guillen and The Drive are going to be hanging out with us via Zoom. And then the week after that will be our friend John Kay hanging out with us during Pledge Week. And those two shows will be fun to have some guests on. But for today, all new music. And one of the bands that, before the pandemic hit, was having a great run, lots of touring, lots of streams, was The Greeting Committee. And during the pandemic, they just debuted a couple of weeks ago as a huge part of a show on Netflix called To All the Boys I've Loved Before, Always and Forever. And The Greeting Committee is featured on 3 songs on the soundtrack to the film. But bigger than that, if you watch the movie on Netflix, they're playing, the band from here in Kansas City is playing a party on a rooftop set at NYU in Manhattan. And sometimes you see a band in the corner in a movie and they're playing and you don't, it's sort of an indistinct song and it's not volume, the volume's not all the way up and it's certainly not a part of the story. That's the exact opposite of what's happening here. The band becomes part of the story. The song the band is playing becomes part of the film. And it's an amazing feature. I'm so happy for Addy and the fellas in the Greeting Committee that they got this opportunity to do this big feature in this film, especially during crazy COVID times. The song we're going to hear is brand new in the film, and it's called Beginning, Middle, End. And I love this song so much. I love what the Greeting Committee is doing. a couple years ago. Their set from Boulevardia was one of my favorite shows of the year. They went on, I don't know, it was like 5 or 6 o'clock, and thousands of people were down there watching them, singing along to the words to their songs, the singles, and beyond. And it was such a great moment to get to watch them shine on that stage down at Boulevardia. And hopefully, someday, we'll get to see them again soon at a big outdoor show or a big indoor show. But until then, we're going to share new music from the Greeting Committee with you, from the Netflix movie To All the Boys I've Loved Before. Here's brand new music from the Greeting Committee. The song is called Beginning, Middle, End. It's been up on Spotify a couple weeks, and it's already got almost 1 million spins. Here it is.
Sometimes you get what you've always been wishing for, and most times it's not on your deadline, but that's alright. I was worn out and jaded from trying on people to love, but you fit so well. When they ask why, I can never explain, but a symphony played when you told me your name, and I took that as a sign. Will you be my beginning, my middle, my end? Will you be my beginning, my middle, my end? Will you be my beginning, my middle, see what the future holds, and most times it feels like a steep climb, and that's alright. There's magic in details, the tender small gestures of love, and the way they all light up. When they ask why, I can never explain, but a symphony played when you told me your name, and it sounded like a sign. Will you be my beginning, my middle, my end? Will you be my beginning, my middle, my end? Will you be my beginning, my middle, my end? Will you be my? 5 years later and I'm still yours, 10 years later and I'm still yours, 50 years later and I'm still your beginning and middle and end. 5 years later and I'm still yours, 10 years later and I'm still yours, 50 years later and I'm still your beginning and middle and end. Beginning and middle.
The 8160 on the Bridge is brought to you by 7th Heaven, your neighborhood music shop, smoke shop, and love shop. Open 7 days a week in Blue Springs and at 7621 Troost.
Kissing you in
That was new music from Lava Dreams. The song is called You're the One. That's the second single that they've released this year. Another one came out this past Friday. I was late to the first one, so I'm playing catch up. Last year, they put out one of our favorite EPs of 2020, and they're already on a great pace to do to jump back into our 2021 best of list. This year, they're releasing an 11-song debut album, and they're currently releasing one single at a time all year long. So if they're releasing like one a month, maybe we'll get the album around Thanksgiving or something like that and have a whole album at the end of the year, putting together this puzzle of singles, which is a really cool way to release a record. Always trying to stay top of mind with listeners and also her fans. But always excited to share music from Lava Dreams with you here on the 8160. Should also give credit. This project was produced by Duncan Burnett, and Duncan is also the drummer from Making Movies, and he also has his own hip-hop project, which I haven't heard new music from in a long time. Maybe I should dig up and see what Duncan's working on as far as his own hip-hop project goes. But new stuff there, again, from Lava Dreams. The song, again, was called You're the One. Up next, this one was kind of funny. This project is called Kaleidoscope. And it's spelled like the word collide, scope. And the song is called River Styx. And the vocals on this track is a woman named Hadiza. And this one's going to get a little weird. And I like weird. I like weird ambient electronic music. But the funny part in this is I was taking a webinar put on by the Kansas City Public Library about artists and musicians receiving grants. And the woman leading the webinar was Hadiza. I had never met her or talked to her, but I saw her through this Zoom call. And in the Zoom chat bar, I typed in, "Hey, I'm playing your song on my show in 2 weeks." And so this is a project, Kaleidoscope, from Hadiza and some other musicians, Madison, Victoria Falls, Stillwater, and it's all mixed and mastered and overall wizardry by J. Ashley Miller. And he has a project called Gemetatone. But J. Ashley Miller has also worked with Calvin Arsenia, and he just puts out some of the most interesting, really curiously composed music. And I'm such a fan of his stuff, and he's such a good dude. But I was excited to hear music from this project called Kaleidoscope, and we're gonna share with you right now. It's called River Styx. I love the composition, and I love the experimental vibe of the whole song. Here's music from Kaleidoscope.
20th anniversary of Granddaddy's beloved The Software Slump, co-founder Jason Lytle of Granddaddy recorded a new version, this time as The Software Slump on a wooden piano. We'll talk to Jason about the challenges of making a new version of an album known for its lush and layered arrangements, coming up on The Next World Cafe.
Tonight at 7 on 90.9. The Bridge.
The Vinyl Underground at 7th Heaven buys and sells new and used vinyl records, cassettes, 8-tracks, and reel-to-reel, plus concert, lowbrow, and poster art, along with new and vintage stereo equipment. They also sell needles, cartridges, head shells, sleeves, and record cleaning supplies. If it has to do with vinyl, they have you covered. The Vinyl Underground for your vinyl fix at 7th Heaven, 7621 Troost, and online at 7thheavenkc.com.
The place where Kansas City discovers music.
90.9, The Bridge.
That's another beautiful new song from the project called Quiet Takes. Quiet Takes is the musical moniker of Kansas City musician Sarah McGill, and she has a brand new album coming out this Friday. It's an EP. It's called San Fidel, which is also the name of the lead single, which we played on this show 1 or 2 weeks ago, and it's also been in heavy rotation here on the station. And I like this line she says about her own music. Quiet Takes is music for feelers. If you're interested, check out that on social media. You can look it up at Quiet Takes on Facebook, and I bet that gets you to a link, or you could check out her brand new album out on this Friday, March 5th. It feels weird to say that it's March, but a happy beginning of March to you. And I saw the weather people claiming that March is the beginning of their spring season, although I think we're still about 3 weeks off technically, but they start to include it as that. And as we're enjoying 60 degree weather today, I do realize it has snowed in this town well into May. After the brutal past few weeks, I'm cautiously optimistic that we're past that, and maybe I can put the snow shovel away. Is that allowed yet? I don't know. But again, that was new music from Quiet Takes, the song called Wanted from their brand new EP coming out Friday called San Fidel. I hope you can check that out. Up next is new music from one of my favorite Kansas City storytellers. His name is John Velge, and he released a cover. His band, John Velge and the Prodigal Sons, got together to record a cover of an Alejandro Escovedo song called Pissed Off 2 AM. And the song came out in 1996, and that's the first time that John met Alejandro. And I know they're friends, and that was the beginning of a relationship between the two of them. But this is what John had to say about that. Alejandro had just released Pissed Off 2 AM from the album With These Hands when I met him at Liberty Hall in 1996. For me, this song has always been nine stories at once. I rediscovered the song in the middle of the pandemic when it reminded me of my friends and how much I miss my band. In the winter of 2020, Al's lyrics sounded like he could have written them that same week in 2020. And the guys went into the studio and they knocked out this cover, and they also knocked out two originals and put it out sort of a digital EP of sorts. All the money from the EP sold via Bandcamp is going to be donated to the Austin Mutual Aid to help out the people in Austin as they try to figure out how they move forward. Some of those people still don't have any clean water. Lots of them lost power for forever as they were hit with a really bad winter ice storm down there. But it's awesome that John and his band got together to record this cover, Pissed Off 2 AM, from Alejandro Escovedo's catalog, and then turn around and donate all that money back to the people of Austin, Texas. Here is brand new music recorded by John Velge and the Prodigal Sons. The song is called Pissed Off 2 AM. Thank you.
erase the past, then you'd be a babe. It's only two. It's only. Sleep. Look as though we need it.
That was brand new music for you from Dan Jones and the Squids. The song's called Living on a Lockdown Wing. And you're listening to the 8160 here on 90.9 The Bridge. We've been playing a bunch of new music by Kansas City acts or acts from the region. And Dan Jones is a longtime musician. He's been living in Kansas City for a while now. And he says this, well, they would have preferred to have released this LP. The spirit of the release is serve without delay. So we'll greet you and 2021 with this imperfectly perfect blast of power trio post-punk rock and roll and go from there. That's a long genre card in an old genre case at a record shop. But happy to share new music from Dan Jones and the Squids with you here on the show. This album came out on February 5th. You can check it out over on Bandcamp. And the whole album was engineered and mixed by the great Paul Malinowski. And again, the record is called Serve Without Delay. Check it out on Dan Jones and the Squids Bandcamp page. We played a new song from this musician a couple weeks ago on the show, Nan and the One Night Stands. It was her treatment of a cover. This time, she's released her new EP, and it is called High Caliber. And it was produced by our friend Chase Horseman, who's always putting out great music of their own. And I like reading when musicians write about themselves. So if it's out there and it's funny, I'm probably going to read it. But Nan says this about herself. She calls herself the Lucy Ricardo of indie rock. Dance songs for tortured hearts. Tone Loc meets the Velvet Underground. I love stuff like that. Again, new music from Nan and the One Night Stands. The song is called Yeah. And it's funny. In a Facebook message and emails back and forth between Nan and Chase, I had emailed both of them asking if I could get a clean edit of the song. And so often anymore, where so much music lives digitally in a world where there are no censorship rules, sometimes musicians don't even realize there's bad words in their songs. And Nan mentioned to me she didn't even realize there were two bad words in this song. However, Chase took a moment, cleaned it up, and we got a new copy, a radio-friendly edit, and we're going to share it with you now. Brand new music from Nan and the One Night Stands. The song is called Simply Yeah from the High Caliber EP, which came out on February 19th. Here's some new music for you.
Stand on your porch. Nighttime is the worst. Check all your clocks. My heart won't stop. Sat back, watched it all fade, sucked it up, took the long way. Cicadas buzz, teeth have fuzz, old man beer breath, watching the car wreck, yeah.
Races are
Bridge is proud to support 11 Productions. Women owned and operated for 20 years, 11 Productions is a live music booking and event company, bringing so many of your favorite acts to the Midwest. Past shows include Nico Case, Sharon Jones, Slater Kenny, Liz Phair, Dessa, Wiseblood, Waxahachie, and there's more to come. 11 Productions. They always make sure live music goes up to 11. The 8160 on the Bridge is brought to you by 7th Heaven, your neighborhood music shop, smoke shop, and love shop. Open 7 days a week in Blue Springs and at 7621 Troost.
Hi, this is Mike Milosz from Rye, and you're listening to Kansas City 90.9 The Bridge.